Welcome back to another episode of the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, and I'm so glad that you are here. This is where you need to be to learn tips about membership growth. If you have not been here before, I think it's important for me just to share with you, this is not scripted. This is not rehearsed. This is not practice. This is simply me sitting down for a fireside chat, off the cuff, completely unprepared, just simply have a topic in mind. And yes, I like to kind of dress the part or have a prop available to make this an even more meaningful experience. This podcast is available in audio format as well as video format. So if you're just listening, you might be missing out on some of the visuals. I'd encourage you to also tune in to the video portion. But the Membership IQ, I started this podcast because there's so much about membership that just simply isn't known. And I have been researching membership engagement for a long time. In fact, this week, I am celebrating 20 years since I started my business. 20 years. The time has gone like that. And if you don't know my story, I started my business after working for a membership organization and kind of observing that the organization and many organizations like it were struggling to engage young people as members, but just also struggling to really, really build those deep relationships with members. So that's why I'm here. That's what I've been studying, is how is membership changing? What do we need to do to engage members? How do we save our associations from membership decline, which has been very prominent for organizations of all sizes and geographies now for the last 20 years? But there's hope. There's hope. I promise you, there is hope. It is possible to grow membership, and that's what we're going to talk about today, and that's why you're here for the Membership IQ. Have you ever been camping? I used to camp a lot when I was younger. I don't camp as much anymore, but I love myself a great campfire. Oh, yes, which is, of course, has to be accompanied by s'mores, marshmallows, right? I love myself a good s'more. I will eat many s'mores. I love them so much. And I'm noticing here on the video, my marshmallows look a little bit homely, but that's okay. That's okay. You get the point here. Campfires. What is it about campfires we love so much? You know, you're under the stars, you're outside. It's a very sensory experience. You're smelling the fire. You're hearing the crackling of it. You're probably eating by the campfire, you know, again, enjoying the s'mores. It's a very warm experience. It feels good to snuggle up by a fire and be outside and just, I don't know. For me, I feel at peace during those moments. And so I like campfires. Now, let me ask you a very, very different question. Have you ever been a minority? I mean, have you ever been in a room full of people where you felt like, gosh, I don't really fit in here. I don't really feel like I belong. Well, as I just shared with you, I started my business 20 years ago. And a big reason why I started that business is because I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like a minority. Because I was seeing in the association I was working for, there weren't many women, for starters, coming to these board meetings and, you know, in leadership roles. And there definitely wasn't many young people. And at the time, I was early in my career. I was in my 20s and I just always felt a little bit out of place. I felt like I didn't belong. And one day when I raised my hand and said, you know, have you ever thought about the future of this organization? Have you ever wondered who and what is coming next? And what's going to happen if we don't engage those young people now? What if we're not creating this community of belonging? What's going to happen to this organization long term? And at the time, of course, I was kind of patted on the head and given that, yeah, Sarah, that's very interesting to think about, but don't worry, that's never going to happen. Because sooner or later, people just join, they just move into membership. And I didn't think that was true. It might have been true in the past, but it's not true anymore. There's too many choices. There's too many opportunities to get involved and to learn and lead and make a difference somewhere else. You don't have to have an association membership to do that. So I'm going to say something that's a little bit maybe controversial. There's a lot of emphasis right now on equity and inclusion, as there should be. It is unfortunate that we have to talk about things like diversity, equity, and inclusion and prioritizing it. You would think that in this year, in this century, in this decade, we would be so much more progressed and further beyond the mindset of our ancestors from 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. But we're not. We are struggling to really have that equality mindset, that inclusive mindset. But what concerns me is not that so much, in that we're going about it the wrong way and that we're only trying to check a box when it comes to diversity and equity and inclusion. We're talking a lot about it, but we're not doing what membership organizations should be doing, which is creating a sense of belonging, a community of belonging, not just inclusion, belonging. And it's two different things, because it's entirely possible to be part of a group but not feel like you belong. I know that all too well. It's why, once again, why I started my business, but also in the 20 years I've been running this business, I've met with many people who are parts of organizations and they say, I feel like I don't belong. And as a result, eventually that feeling gets so overwhelming that they leave. And disengagement and decline happens. We're seeing it in the workforce. We're seeing it in our membership organizations. It's not enough to talk about inclusion. We have to get to that place of belonging. That bonfire mentality, that feeling that you get when you're part of a circle around a fire, you feel inspired, uplifted, you feel a sense of hope, of motivation, of contribution, you're telling stories, you're eating s'mores, you feel calm, you feel included, you're part of the conversation. Well, let's use that same campfire, bonfire mentality in our associations. It is sorely missing. If all we do in our associations is talk about diversity and inclusion, and we just invite people with new ideas, different backgrounds and skill sets to the table, we're only doing part of it, part of the relationship building. We're only meeting halfway. We're not actually fulfilling our potential. And we should have been doing that all along, but that's a whole nother story. Your membership community should be reflective of the industry that you represent, the profession you represent. But also, belonging means not only inviting people to join, it means that those people, actually all people, actually feel like they have a voice. They have an opportunity. I am a member of the National Association of Women Business Owners. And I share that because I really feel like I belong in that community. And it's not just because I'm in a group of peers, people who are also women business owners, but the association does a great job of giving you the opportunity to learn, lead, and make a difference. You don't have to jump through hoops of fire to try to get those learning opportunities, leadership opportunities, or to make a difference. But time and time again, I see in so many organizations, there's not those relationship building efforts. There's not those opportunities to immediately get connected. You have to wait your turn. There is a process that you have to follow, a tradition you have to abide by. And everything takes a long time. It's a long process. It's a long road until you really feel like you belong. Belonging by definition means two things. It means that you have a sense of ownership in something and you have a secure relationship in something. So if you're really thinking about it, just because you're being mindful about equity and inclusion, doesn't necessarily mean the new people, the diversity that you're adding to your organization is actually leading to belonging. And that should be the priority of associations. Inclusion is one piece. If we get to that part, that place where you're building a community where it's just a revolving door and you're just checking a box and saying, well, yeah, sure, we have people of color here. Yeah, sure, we have women here. Yeah, sure, we have young people here. But they're not actually at the decision-making table. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. They're not actually part of our committees. They're not actually getting really, really engaged. But as long as they're there, we're doing our jobs. No. That's not enough. That is not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, get to that place of belonging. Be mindful of all the various populations. Be representative. Yes. But make sure you are inviting people in, not to just hang out and be there, but to actually learn, lead, and make a difference. Bring them in to your campfire and create a spark that will lead to that belonging and engagement and just create a better community overall. Time for some s'mores. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah Sladek. This is the Membership IQ.